So I thought I'd try and read a few poems that are blatant and McNeice rip-offs. So I'm going to read The Garden first, which is a kind of train poem. It's got McNeice all over it. It's also kind of an update of Marvell. I wanted to write a kind of post-Darwinian version of The Garden. Okay. It's got a wee preface from Wallace Stevens at the start. It says, I thought on the train how utterly we have forsaken the earth. All species have evolved to make themselves competitive in stake, and here is claim and counterclaim. Each leaf a winning paddle raised at lots of auctioned light. Each blade alert and bidding for the same thinning wintry light. Near silent, just a swish of morning traffic. You've woken up and wandered down to watch the garden with the dawn. The trees are done. Tattered nets strung between the upright poles of trunks. On next door's newly tar-pitched roof, two pigeons pacify and coo that if the world draws to a close, the day will be as blank as this, as overcast, as median a northwest London morning when wood smoke vaults across the fences, a blue tit's antic in the grass, and then, elsewhere, white light, a sigh. As someone drafts an elegy, a vapor trail above zip shut, the body bag of sky. Cheer up. Your patch has 11 Buddhas thinking under separate trees. The large enlightened limestone one beneath the sycamore has grown a morse hairdo and mold moustache. But you, friend, have a train to catch. You dress and leave. Then board and watch, allotments, flatlands, building sites. The satellite commuter towns grow fire-broken, mute, all sound resurfacing quite suddenly as another intercity eclipses you by inches, flinch. And when it clears, two fat men sit by the lip of a man-made lake, the roads perfectly still, and wait. Like something from Marcel Duchamp, a gift with taps of this white bath in a field of milking Frisians, like so many jigsaw pieces spilled out on green as beers. Around a pylon, three sheep graze, a pale copse of birches jostle, pale as human skin, Newcastle. You meant to break the journey with a pastry and a coffee somewhere halfway up like York, but nodded off and woke in dark. At first, you couldn't quite work out if it was tunnel or the night, but it was night. You'd no idea just whereabouts on earth you were. After the endless fields and towns, the cellular devastation, you're suddenly close to the sky, old snowfall, mountainous country. Before the drift of stars gives way to trellised glass, one last delay, the great northeastern slides into the scabbard of the platform. You, friend, are really me. And hunger induces us to see those stars as metaphors, as something else, as if they meant the graceful trawls of outer space. The hour is late. Each passenger should now alight and trail the suitcases behind like little shadows, fat with sins.